proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. And today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. I love Sukkot. Sukkot is the Hebrew word for the biblical Feast of Tabernacles. I love it so much, maybe, because it occurs in the fall during the harvest time, and I love especially the harvest moon. Best of all, I love the spiritual lessons that God teaches me each year when I study and meditate upon what He teaches us from His word about Sukkot. Now, let's look at the Torah portion that we'll discuss today, which is called Sukkot. Now, this is found in Leviticus 22, verse 26, all the way to the end of Leviticus 23. Also, look at Numbers 29, verses 12 through 16. Now then, let's discuss this passage in greater detail. I believe you will find this study to be a blessing. The final of the seven Moedim, listed in Leviticus 23, is the Feast of Tabernacles. And it goes actually 8 days altogether. The English word for tabernacles is translated from the Hebrew word Sukkot, which is plural for the Hebrew word sukkah. A sukkah, or a booth, is a temporary dwelling, or a tabernacle. God commanded the children of Israel to dwell in booths for 7 days each year during the Feast of Tabernacles, so they would know something of what it was like for their ancestors when they dwelt in booths for 40 years in the desert. Leviticus 23, verse 42 reads, "Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt." The word booths in this verse is translated from the Hebrew word Sukkot. It has been a Jewish tradition from the days of Moses to build a sukkah to live in for 7 days of Sukkot. Especially in Israel today, this is true. The sides of the sukkah can be wooden, but one must be able to see the stars through the top of the roof. Sukkot always starts on the 15th of the Hebrew month Tishrei, 5 days after Yom Kippur, which is always on the 10th of Tishrei. Leviticus 23, verse 39 says, "Also, in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you gather in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days." Since the Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar, and the first day of each month is always a new moon, and hence the 15th of each month is the full moon. The full moon that shines on Sukkot is what we call today the harvest moon. The name originates from a more rural era in America, as this time of year is the time of final harvest, and farmers had to work after sundown by the light of the harvest moon to complete the harvest. Sukkot is also one of the three Moedim, where all Jewish males were required to go to the temple in Jerusalem to celebrate. The other two were Passover and Shavuot, also known as Pentecost. By the way, you find that reference in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. Of all seven of the Moedim, Gentiles were encouraged to celebrate Sukkot as well. Each year, thousands of Christians make a pilgrimage to Israel to celebrate Sukkot. Now, on our next program, I want to invite you to join us as we will study further this passage and the special feast that God gave to Israel. We will take time to study another passage in Psalm 78, and is linked to the Feast of Tabernacles. This is really a feast that most Christians take for granted out of ignorance, but there is much beauty in these passages and the great lesson that God wanted the children of Israel to learn. Indeed, this is a lesson for all of us to learn. So I invite you to take these words that we've talked about today to heart. Also, we just want to thank Jackie Powell for all of her work on these Hebrew nuggets, and I pray that they are a blessing to you as they are to me. As always, I invite you to go to her website, lightforisrael.org, for more information, as well as to obtain other Hebrew study resources. Now, as we close this program today, I invite you to be mindful of the command that we read in Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let's indeed pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And let's, of course, pray that the Prince of Peace would come and rule and reign in their hearts as they realize Jesus as their true Messiah. Let's be faithful to give them the word, give them God's truth, share the gospel to the Jew first, as well as to the Gentile. May we be faithful in following God's command. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.